Good Morning Angels. Jacaranda FM.
So our guest is today this morning here to talk about the St. Dunstan's Easter Festival. It's happening this weekend. I believe it involves multiple sports. Mandy Lachenicht, let me start with you. Am I right in saying that? Good morning.
That's correct. It's hockey, rugby and netball. And we have the inclusion of primary school. A couple of teams are going to be playing in day-night cricket.
Oh, cool. And where is this all happening?
At St. Dunstan's College in Benoni.
Shout out. And is it open to public?
It most definitely is.
Is that an invitation?
For some, but there is an entry fee of 25 Rand, which is nominal. And if scholars dress in school uniform, they get in for free.
And if adults dress in, if we squeeze ourselves into our school uniforms, no.
No.
It was worth a try.
Not this time. Yeah.
It is this time of year. There seems to be a lot of sports festivals over Easter.
Yeah, Easter schools festivals are all over the show. And I have a particular affinity to St. Dunstan's because I was present for their very first one in 2014. Yeah,
oh, cool.
They asked me to speak to the students. There was a couple of rugby teams. So really nice to see it going after all these years and obviously grown.
Look what you've started.
Look at this.
Good job. Mandy, why did you write to us?
We want these girls that are with us here today to aspire, to be proud, to represent their school with passion, just like we want all the visiting schools to do so.
Well said. So we're talking about Unity Secondary School.
That's correct.
It's quite a road that you've travelled and walked with them.
We have.
And ran and played netball and all that. So ladies, good morning and thanks for joining us on the show.
Thank you very much.
It's been a great partnership so far. Your inclusion into this great festival and just your partnership and support by the St. Dunstan's folk like Mandy.
Since 2015 as the netball coach, we've been with the St. Dunstan's. It was a nice journey working with them because it encourages our girls to be away from streets and enjoying playing netball.
Tell me about Unity.
Unity Secondary School, it's one of the township schools in Davidson.
Okay.
Yes.
And with that come certain challenges. When you say to me, it helps keeps the girls away from the street and giving them inspiration and motivation.
Yes.
So it's important, education and...
Yes, it is, because when we look at this thing of sports, it does encourage girls, because some of them, you find that academically they are not good, but when it comes to sports, they excel. They do their best. St. Dunstan just giving them this opportunity. It's a great thing to them.
Two players here with us, Tebo and Emily. Good morning and thank you for joining us. I know sport meant a lot to me. It still does.
Well, at first it wasn't. I did netball just to get entertained. But now, since I saw that, I really know my story in sports. I was like, let me go in for netball.
Have you played at this festival before?
Yes.
I mean, thinking back now to the rugby festivals that I took part in when I was playing rugby, as you see other coaching techniques and players, and you learn from it, right?
Yes, I've learned from it a lot.
What do you need from us? You wrote to us about, are there fees that are payable?
That's correct. The funds to cover the transport to and from the festival, as well as the coaching fees before. There's participation fees that each player has to pay.
Okay.
So that's really, you know, what we were looking for. And also, you know, we had spoiled the boys a little bit and given a couple of added extras because sponsors did come on board, and I would love the girls to have that same experience.
Listen, so yeah, very proud of what you do and all the best for your festival this weekend, and I hope people come and support you in their thousands this year. So Jam Clothing, they have generously offered to sponsor Unity Secondary Netball Team participation fees of 13,100 Rand, so that is taken care of.
Yeah.
Yay.
Courtesy of Jam Clothing.
Highly appreciated.
In addition to that, they're also sponsoring the entire team with their very own track suits just for the festival.
Oh.
So that's cool. So
yay,
shoes, track suits, your gear's all there. And you know what? This is the once off for you girls for this year. I hope that when everybody hears this around South Africa, people automatically get involved for next year and the year after. for unity, and possibly even more schools that could be included.
That would be absolutely fantastic. And if we could get the funds sorted now,
yes,
we've got a goal. So
I shot a goal. Well, I'm Amy. I'm glad you wrote to us. Nice to meet you.
Thank you.
Cheers, everyone.
Cheers.
Bye. Thank you.
Good job, angels. Good job.
Breakfast with Martin Bester, featuring Felicity Rican and Olanjinga, your morning family.
Good morning.
Weekday mornings from 6 to 9, Jacaranda FM.